1620-94.5 WTAW. July's meeting of the College Station ISD School Board includes approving pay raises for the upcoming school year. The CSISD board deciding to spend another $2 million out of the district's savings account for those pay raises. It also provided another opportunity by board members to bring up that state lawmakers had not increased funding for public education during the last 5 years.
We can't control inflation. We can't control gas prices. We can't control the state getting a pay raise but not giving us new revenue.
Board member Blaine Decker describing the pay raises as a marginal cost of living adjustment.
Just so the taxpayers understand, at least from my logic, we owe them a quality product. We have great teacher retention. That leads to great performance. So as a business owner and employer, if you want a good product, you have to have good people producing that. It's about keeping and rewarding that success.
Superintendent Tim Harkrider bringing up what he described as very nominal student growth in CSISD.
Roughly 1,100 students live in our school district that do not attend our school district. If you took 300 of those kids and they came back here, budget looks totally different. We have kids that actually live here that have chosen, you know, since COVID, not to come through our doors yet.
The unanimous vote by the CSISD board approved taking $2 million out of the district savings account, officially known as fund balance, to pay for next year's pay raises. That's part of $6 million being taken out of fund balance. And CSISD board member Kimberly McAdams brought up another reason that CSISD is taking that $6 million out of savings is to cover $1.2 million in costs associated with inflation.
We're going to be making some cuts, right, to help balance out some of that huge inflation numbers, but $6 million is a lot to know that you're going to be facing something the next year.
Board members also learned out of 14 districts in the region, CSISD has the second lowest teacher turnover rate and is tied with Bryan for the ninth highest pay for first-year teachers. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.